Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What It Takes the Way to the White House is a long-form nonfiction study of the 1988 United States presidential race by Richard Ben Kramer. Rather than treating the election as a sequence of debates, polls, and strategy shifts, the book reconstructs the personal histories and campaign experiences of six major contenders, George H.W. Bush, Bob Dole, Joe Biden, Michael Dukakis, Dick Gephardt, and Gary Hart. Its purpose is not simply to explain who won or lost, but to show what presidential ambition demands from the people who pursue it. Kramer combines extensive reporting with a highly literary narrative style, making the book as much a portrait of political character as a record of a campaign. The result is a detailed examination of how upbringing, temperament, vanity, endurance, and discipline shape political life at the highest level. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, presidential ambition as a test of character, not just ideology. A central idea in the book is that presidential politics cannot be understood only through platforms or party labels. Kramer presents the race as a demanding test of personality, resilience, and emotional capacity. He asks what kind of person can endure public scrutiny, travel, rejection, and constant competition while still projecting authority. This approach shifts attention away from abstract political theory and toward the human qualities that sustain a national campaign. The book suggests that candidates are not merely advanced by policy positions, but by deeply rooted traits formed long before they enter a primary. That makes ambition itself a subject of analysis. Kramer is interested in the mixture of discipline, self-belief, and self-regard that can drive someone to seek the presidency, while also exposing the fragility behind public confidence. In this sense, the book explains campaigns as psychological trials rather than administrative contests. Secondly, how childhood and early career experiences shape political identity. Kramer devotes substantial attention to the early lives of the candidates because he treats biography as essential to understanding political behavior. The book shows how family background, regional identity, class experience, and early professional struggles influence the way each figure speaks, campaigns, and responds under pressure. This is especially important because the candidates are presented as products of different social worlds, not interchangeable politicians. Their later public styles become intelligible only when connected to earlier experiences of ambition, insecurity, and opportunity. By tracing these origins, Kramer gives the reader a framework for seeing campaign behavior as cumulative rather than spontaneous. A candidate's toughness, hesitation, charm, or defensiveness often appears as a continuation of older habits. The method also challenges quick media stereotypes by replacing them with more grounded portraits. The book therefore argues that the presidency is not merely won in a single election cycle. It is shaped by a lifetime of adaptation, self-construction, and repeated tests of legitimacy. Thirdly, the brutal mechanics of primary campaigning and media exposure. Another major dimension of the book is its depiction of the primary season as an exhausting system that rewards stamina as much as political skill. Kramer follows the candidates through travel, speeches, local encounters, fundraising demands, and the constant need to perform under observation. The New Hampshire primary becomes especially important because it reveals how much early contests can reshape a race. The book makes clear that campaign success depends on surviving an environment where every mistake is magnified and every emotional reaction can become a public story. Kramer's account also shows how the media environment intensifies this pressure. Candidates are not only competing against each other, they are competing against interpretation, narrative, and momentum. This makes the campaign trail a place where image management and personal endurance matter almost as much as policy mastery. The result is a realistic portrait of modern electioneering as a system that tests physical energy, message discipline, and the ability to recover from setbacks without losing public credibility. Fourthly, six candidate portraits that reveal different paths to national power. The book is structured around six major candidates, and that range gives it analytical depth. Bush, Dole, Biden, Dukakis, Gephardt, and Hart are not treated as a single type of politician, but as distinct examples of how people enter and navigate national politics. Their differences help Kramer show that there is no single formula for pursuing the presidency. Some candidates are defined by patience and establishment credentials, while others are shaped by outsider appeal, moral ambition, or regional political cultures. This comparative structure allows the book to explore contrast rather than repetition. Readers see how varied temperaments succeed or fail in the same arena, and how small differences in personality or timing can have major consequences. The value of the approach is that it turns the 1988 race into a study of political diversity within a common institutional framework. Instead of collapsing candidates into winners and losers, Kramer presents them as fully developed political beings whose aspirations reveal the many ways national leadership can be imagined and pursued. Lastly, a landmark in political journalism through immersive reporting and literary prose. The book stands out not only for its subject but for its method. Kramer spent years researching the campaign, and the result is a deeply reported narrative that reads with the momentum of a novel while remaining rooted in journalism. This combination matters because it lets the book capture both factual complexity and emotional atmosphere. The prose does more than summarize events. It gives texture to exhaustion, rivalry, embarrassment, and hope. That literary ambition helped define the book's reputation as one of the most influential works ever written on American politics. It also explains why the book remains relevant to journalists and political observers. It demonstrates that campaign reporting can be rigorous without becoming mechanical. By focusing on close observation, long-form structure, and character-driven storytelling, Kramer creates a model that influenced later political writing. The book is therefore significant, not just as a record of one election, but as an example of what political nonfiction can achieve when reporting and narrative craft are fully integrated. In conclusion, What It Takes the Way to the White House should be read by anyone interested in American presidential politics, campaign journalism, political biography, or the human side of public ambition. It is especially valuable for readers who want to understand how candidates are formed, how campaigns actually operate, and why some politicians endure while others collapse under pressure. The book offers practical insight into the demands of retail politics, media scrutiny, and the emotional cost of running for the nation's highest office, but its larger value is intellectual. It shows that elections are not only contests of ideas or organization. They are also contests of temperament, history, and stamina. What sets it apart from many political books is its scale of observation and its refusal to reduce candidates to slogans. Kramer gives each figure enough depth to make the race feel like a study of American leadership itself. For readers seeking a serious, richly reported account of how presidential ambition works from the inside, it remains a defining work in the genre. If you would like to support Richard Ben Kramer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.